ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षून्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे our topic is the history of Rath Yatra around the world. So Rath Yatra, which as we know is celebrated every year traditionally in Sri Jagannath Puri. The pastime goes back 5000 years before, wherein once Lord Shri Krishna with his family, with his 16,108 wives and with other family members of Dwarka, he visited Kurukshetra during eclipse. Many Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and even general population during eclipse, they would come to a holy place like Kurukshetra and they would take bath there, they would give charity, they will do fasting, they will observe austerities, they will hear from the sages, and in that way they will purify themselves from sinful activities. So Krishna also, as an ideal householder, he came there with his family members. Now knowing well that Krishna is coming, the Brajvasis also made a plan that we will also go to Kurukshetra and meet Krishna there. So Yashoda Maiya, Nand Maharaj and the cowherd men and the gopis and the gopas and other Brajvasis, they also came to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna, to meet Vasudeva and Devaki. So there Yashoda and Devaki met, Vasudev and Nand Maharaj met, and Yashoda Maiya met Krishna Balram. It is said that although Krishna was a grown-up person, he himself had his children and grandchildren. Still when Yashoda Maiya saw Krishna, her chest filled with milk. Generally a mother, a woman, will not have milk for so many years for the child. Her chest will dry up. But even after, say, 100 years, seeing Krishna and Balram, Yashoda Maiya's breasts were overflowing with milk. This is her love for Krishna Balram. She met Krishna after so many years, so she embraced him, she made him sit on his lap, she had tears in his eyes, in her eyes, and so lovingly they spoke. So when Balram became busy with his friends and Yashoda Maiya became busy with Devaki, Nand Baba became busy with Vasudev, so Krishna got an opportunity to meet his beloved gopis, including Srimati Radharani, who were crying like anything in separation from Krishna. The separation and the feelings of distress the gopis had for Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham is very pathetic to read, because they were almost dead. The only reason they didn't die is because Krishna told them that I will come back. when he went to Mathura with Akrur. So they were wondering, if Krishna comes back and we are not here, he will be unhappy. So they kept themselves alive, though death would be an easier option. Being alive would be so painful without Krishna's presence. But still they kept themselves alive for all these years. So when the gopis met Krishna, they started complaining that you never came back. You told you will come back and it is hundreds of years. You have not come back. What is this? And Krishna started explaining them transcendental knowledge, that why you are crying? I am everywhere. I am present in Vrindavan. I am present in your heart. I am present everywhere, here and there. But this knowledge even Uddhava tried to give to the gopis, but it didn't help. So the gopis said, look, we are very simple village girls and we have dedicated our life to you. We don't understand all this vidya, all this knowledge. You are again trying to cheat us. You just come with us to Vrindavan. So Krishna proposed, instead let us go to Dwarka. I have everything there, the palaces are there, everything is there. You all gopis and Srimati Radharani, come to Dwarka. Now logically speaking, if you are feeling so much separation from Krishna and he is inviting you to Dwarka, what should you do? Should go. Why sit in Vrindavan and cry? Go to Dwarka. But Srimati Radharani said no. The gopis said no. We don't want Krishna in Dwarka. We don't like. We like Krishna when he is in Vrindavan. In other words, their attachment to Vrindavan is equal to their attachment to Krishna. Sri Vrindavan Dham is not different from Krishna. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami writes that Krishna in Mathura, in Dwarka, is perfect. Is more perfect. And Krishna is most perfect. And the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, they want to associate with Krishna in Vrindavan, in the most perfect form. So they don't like Krishna on a chariot, with crown, armor, bodyguards, horses, weapons, kshatriya dress. They don't like that. Srimati Radhani said, you are the same person. I am also the same person. But still I am not feeling pleasure. But when you come to Vrindavan, under the full moon of in the bank of Yamuna, at the ghat of Yamuna, under a Vamshi tree, playing flute, then my mind gets attracted to you. Krishna in Vrindavan is very simple cowherd boy, wearing peacock feather, flute, yellow dhoti, small pagri, flower garlands, few ornaments. As compared to Dwarka, he is not a king or a royal person. He is just a simple gopal, serving cows, running behind cows, playing with his friends. And that form of Krishna is most attractive, is most charming as compared to any other form of Krishna. Even in Dwarka, Krishna would feel separation from his own pastimes in Vrindavan. In Dwarka, he has everything perfect, all great queens serving him. Rukmini Devi, Mahalakshmi herself personally serving with all the good qualities, with all the good skills. the queens of Dwarka would try to attract Krishna with their glances and shy smiles, but Krishna will never get attracted to them. They never tried, they tried every time, but Krishna couldn't be under their control. The queens always failed to control Krishna. In fact, once Rukmini Devi, she went to Satyabhama. They stay in nearby palace, co-wives. So Rukmini Devi went to Satyabhama, he said, "Look, I have a problem." Satyabhama was surprised. Rukmini Devi is chief queen. Satyabhama came later. Rukmini Devi was first wife. There was always a competition. Who will serve Krishna best? Rukmini Devi has a nature which is different from Satyabhama's nature. Rukmini Devi was very submissive to Krishna. Satyabhama was a little aggressive. Both were opposite nature. So Rukmini Devi came to Satyabhama. He said, "I have a problem." Satyabhama said, "What is your problem?" He said, "Every day Dwarkadish sleeps with me on my bed, in my bedroom. But in the sleep, he chants the name of Radharani. I don't know what to do. I dress very nicely. I do decorate myself nicely. I serve him nicely. I cook for him nicely. His cooking I personally do. Service I personally do. His bathing I take care. I fan him. I massage his feet. Everything I am doing since years, perfect. Since years, but even now in the sleep he chants the name of Radharani. What should I do?" Satyabhama replied to Queen Rukmini, "Look, I have a bigger problem." She said, "What is your problem?" She said, "In your palace he chants Radharani's name in sleep at night time. Here though he chants in daytime, when awake, sitting with me." This is Krishna's attraction towards Srimati Radharani. This is Krishna's attraction towards Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is Krishna's attraction to Brajavasis, to Govardhan, to Yamuna Devi, to the Gopas, to the Gopis, to the cows, to the calves, to all that exists in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Vrindavan Dham is so great. Even Krishna in Dwarka was not happy. He was always thinking, "When will I get a chance to go back to Vrindavan?" So here at Kurukshetra, he is telling Srimati Radharani, "Come to Dwarka." But they are not ready. They don't want to come to Dwarka. And what they said, "We are simple village girls. We are so much attached to our houses, our family members, we can't come. You come." He said, "Look, I can't come now," Krishna said. "But you said you will come back. When Akrura took you, you said you will come back." He said, "Yes, yes. But you know, one or two demons are still pending to fight. There are still demons pending to be killed. I told I will come back after finishing my mission. I have almost killed all the demons, but few are remaining. I have to kill them and then I will come." Krishna went for a mission to kill demons and he took 100 years. And still the demons are not killed. They are kept on increasing. And what more to say, during this time he married 16,108 queens. Still the gopis are having faith on Krishna that he will come back. Generally a woman would not trust a boy like this. A girl would not trust a boy like this who says, "Till 100 years my mission is not completed, I will come. Actually I don't love my queens, but I married them just for formality to please my mother. I love you only, I will come back." And the gopis are still having hope. This is their complete, dedicated surrender. Srimati Radharani is completely surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna says, I will come back. Please don't feel I am cheater. There is only one person who can understand my heart, and that is you. And you also feel I am cheater, then I am finished. You know, daily morning in Brahma Murta, I pray to Lord Narayan. Krishna is speaking this. I pray to Lord Narayan that somehow give me association of Srimati Radharani. Daily morning I offer prayers to Lord Narayan. So I think Lord Narayan is going to soon bless me. Soon I will be able to come. Now you all come to Dwarka. So the gopis don't agree. And what they do? They forcibly pull Krishna's chariot to Vrindavan. This pastime of the gopis pulling the chariot of Krishna from Krukshetra or Dwarka to Vrindavan is celebrated as Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. There Lord Jagannath, Sri Baldev and Subhadra Maiya are present in their very amazing, wonderful, beautiful forms. And every year the Lord comes out with his siblings, sits on a chariot, and the devotees pull, assisting the gopis, pulling the Lord from Dwarka to Vrindavan, from the Jagannath Mandir to Gundicha Mandir, which is symbolically from Dwarka to Vrindavan. So the gopis pulled the Lord in this way, and the Lord Jagannath is always in the mood of separation from Srimati Radharani. That's why his form is the form of ecstasy. In ecstasy, Lord Krishna, he became wide-eyed. His eyes became wide. His hands and his legs went inside. And that is the form of Lord Jagannath. He is not without hands or without legs. This is the influence, the force of ecstasy, of viraha, loving separation, where this bodily transformation happens. And in that mood, Lord Jagannath is crying for Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he came in Jagannath Puri as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, crying for Krishna. And when Lord Jagannath would come out on the Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would pull the Rath, he would dance, he would shed tears, he would sing, he would swoon in ecstasy. And seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dance, Lord Jagannath would be very pleased, very happy. Lakhs of devotees go every year to Jagannath Puri to have darshan of Lord Jagannath, to pull the ropes, to pay him obeisances, to offer their prayers, and in that way they get purified. So this Rath Yatra has this history from 5,000 years, where the gopis are pulling the chariot of Lord Sri Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, and every year it is celebrated in Jagannath Puri. In ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, when he was a small child, 7-8 years old, he would be very much attracted to this Rath Yatra. He couldn't go in his childhood to Jagannath Puri to see the Rath Yatra. But he had heard about the Rath Yatra, he had seen the pictures, and he has also seen the Rath Yatra which his nearby temple, Radha Govind temple, would celebrate every year, the Mulik's temple. So at that age, Srila Prabhupada, who was known as Abhay in his family, would very much desire to have his own Rath Yatra. Now 7-8 year old boy desiring to go to Jagannath Puri to see Rath Yatra itself is extraordinary. But that boy thinking that I will have my own Rath Yatra, that is so great, so wonderful. So Prabhupada told his father that I want a rath, a cart, so that I have my own rath yatra. And his father obliged. Gaur Mohan Day, he was very supportive to Prabhupada's devotional service. He took Prabhupada to various shops, carpenter shops. But they didn't have ready-made, they had to make. And whatever quotation they gave was very high price, beyond budget. So Prabhupada told his son, I can't afford to arrange this rath. So they were going back home, and on the road Prabhupada was crying. Seeing a small boy crying like this, one elderly woman, she approached. She saw Prabhupada crying. She approached Gaur Mohan Day, father of Srila Prabhupada, said, why is your son crying? And he said, he wants a wooden cart, but it's so costly, I can't afford it. So he didn't get, and he's crying. He said, oh, I have a wooden cart lying down in my house, but it's very old. Please have a look if it works for you. So Prabhupada went with his father and saw that cart was old, needed some repair, but it was operational. 3 feet height, perfect for Prabhupada's requirement. So with very small price they purchased that cart. Prabhupada personally with his father, with the tools of carpentry, they repaired the whole rath. They even put 16 columns. Now we put 4 or 8 columns. In Puri they put 16 columns for Jagannath Rath, Nandi Ghosh. So they even put 16 columns. And Prabhupada personally painted as same as they paint in Jagannath Puri. He put a canopy as same as they put. And Prabhupada had friends, boys and girls of the society nearby on the street. He told all of them, please help. So they will help Prabhupada. Prabhupada became natural leader of the team. And he forced his mother to cook for Jagannath. He forced all the neighboring women to daily cook enough so that he can distribute. And he had Rath Yatra festival for 8 days. 8 days he had Rath Yatra festival. He'll take the Rath all around and they will do Kirtan. And they will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They will give out prasadam. They decorated the Rath with nice flowers and beautiful deities, and all the children were participating, and all the adults, when they saw, they were amazed to see such a perfect Vaishnava festival. In fact, Gaur Mohan Day's friends, they told Gaur Mohan Day that you didn't invite us for such a nice program. And he said, no, this is just children playing. He said, no, this is not children playing, this is a festival. You didn't invite us. So this is how in childhood Srila Prabhupada performed Rath Yatra ceremony. Later on, as Srila Prabhupada, in 1966, he went to New York and he was preaching in New York. Then some of his disciples, they went to San Francisco and they wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada that there is very good scope in preaching in San Francisco. There are more hippies here. They take more drugs here. It's more evolved community. So more preaching can happen. So you please come to San Francisco. Prabhupada is in New York. He said, yes, I will go to San Francisco. At that time nobody thought, ISKCON will spread further to New York, further than New York. And Prabhupada went to San Francisco and he saw the devotees there. And they were all having a small hall. And they set up a Prabhupada's room and they started doing. It was more of a mixed crowd, little relaxed atmosphere. New York was becoming good temple, good sadhana. Here they were all relaxed, but still they were all attached to chanting whole day in the street. So Prabhupada would encourage them. So one day, as Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room, Her Grace Malati Mataji, one of early disciples of Srila Prabhupada and wife of Shyam Sundar Prabhu, she came to Prabhupada. From her shopping bag, she pulled out a small Jagannath deity and kept it in front of Prabhupada. She didn't knew about Lord Jagannath. She purchased it at one import store. Some dolls they were selling. So out of curiosity she bought this doll. And she came to Swamiji, let me ask Swamiji, who is this, what is this? Because they thought everything Indian is spiritual. So they would bring all kinds of questions to Prabhupada. Cost Plus, the store name is Cost Plus. And that was Jagannath, small statue of Lord Jagannath. As soon as Srila Prabhupada saw Jagannath coming suddenly on his desk in San Francisco, immediately Prabhupada folded his hands and paid obeisances. And Malati Mataji and all other disciples were surprised. What is happening? And Prabhupada was smiling. He was very happy. He said, oh, thank you very much. You brought Jagannath, Krishna to me. He is the Lord of the universe. And there must be more too like this. She said, yes, yes, there are many. She said, go bring the whole set. And she again went with her husband, Shyam Sundar Prabhu. And they bought Subhadra and Balram. Prabhupada placed them on his desk properly. Jagannath, Subhadra and Balram. And he started singing Jagannath Swami Nayanapata Gami Bhavatume. And he narrated the story of how Indradyumna Maharaj, with his deep attachment to Neel Madhav, finally got these deities. And he worshipped them. And in the state of Odisha in India, there are millions of people taking darshan and worshipping Lord Jagannath. So from today we will call this area New Jagannath Puri. Prabhupada changed the name from San Francisco to New Jagannath Puri. Because Lord Jagannath has so mercifully appeared here. Prabhupada was very happy. Then he said we will install Jagannath deities in San Francisco temple. New York was the first temple, but the first deities were installed in San Francisco, Jagannath deities. So he asked, does somebody knows carving? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, yes, I know carving. He said, okay, you carve same three size, big size, three deities, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, 3 feet tall. And he brought 3 wooden blocks, whole day he would carve alone. Prabhupada gave lots of details of how to carve and paint. And then Prabhupada decided next Gorpurnima, which was in few weeks time, we will install Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu did lots of devotional service, lots of hard work. He carved Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, very nice smiling faces of Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, exactly as we see in Puri, same colors. Under Prabhupada's guidance, and Prabhupada said to the devotees, make a very nice altar and we'll install the deity and we'll do daily deity worship. So on the day of Gorpurnima, everybody fasted. In the evening they were ready for installation. Prabhupada did kirtan, then they chanted one round, then Prabhupada spoke little lecture, then again they chanted 2 rounds, and Prabhupada said, now we will install the deity. In India, if you talk about install the deity, you require pujaris, you require brahmanas, you require ghee, you require yajna, you require mantras. It is many days of effort, kalas sthapna and pran patishtha. Then there was no such resources, no such facilities. So Prabhupada said, we will take a candle and everybody will come and offer the candle to Lord Jagannath in circles. They will keep on offering till their hand is tired. After that they will give to another guest. In that way all guests will offer. And when everybody has offered, the deity is installed. This is a simple way Prabhupada installed Lord Jagannath. So Prabhupada led kirtan. And one by one devotees and guests and hippies, whoever was present in the room, they all waved circles to the deity. And the deity is installed. Prabhupada said, now, anytime you come to temple, don't come empty hand. Please bring 1 fruit and 1 flower. If you bring more, no problem. But at least bring 1 fruit, 1 flower. Whatever you eat, whatever you use, you should offer to Lord Jagannath. He is the Lord of the universe. He has come to accept our worship. So we offer him and take Mahaprasad. And then there was a big feast. And gradually the hippies got attracted. They thought it is nice to bring something to Lord Jagannath. So somebody will bring bread, somebody will bring cake, somebody will bring half bread, somebody will bring these chocolate. Whatever they had to eat, fruit, flower, they first bring, offer it to Jagannath and then take it away. Then slowly when they heard everything can be offered to Jagannath, so they will bring their cloths, they will bring their accessories and they will offer to Jagannath and then take it away. So this is how Lord Jagannath, he started taking service from Americans, from Malaychas. Generally in India, even today, those who are not of Hindu origin, they are not allowed to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. They can see the Lord only when he comes out on the rath. But here Lord Jagannath himself went to San Francisco to give his darshan. It's called home delivery. Because you don't come, so I come. That's Rath Yatra, that's Krishna's mercy, that's Jagannath's mercy. So then, as the preaching was going on in San Francisco, Prabhupada gradually started introducing more deity worship. He told them to offer incense, he told them to offer garlands, and every day garlands would be made, incense would be offered, kirtan would be done. And at that time Prabhupada became little ill and he came to India. At the airport, San Francisco airport, when Prabhupada was coming back to India, the devotees were crying like anything because nobody knew how Prabhupada will recover, recuperate, will he become okay, or will he leave his body in India. He may not come back to San Francisco or New York again. Nobody knew whether they were going to meet Prabhupada again. So they were crying like anything. So Prabhupada told San Francisco devotees, if you arrange Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra, I will come back. And they didn't know what is Rath Yatra. But he said, if you arrange, I will come back. Prabhupada had spoken about Rath Yatra to Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Once when Prabhupada was sitting in his room, standing in his room, from the window on the road, he saw one truck going, flat bed truck. It's flat. You see, in flatbed truck going. Seeing that truck, Prabhupada had an idea. We can have an American style Rath Yatra here. The deities can go on the truck and the driver can drive slowly, and we can have four pillars and a canopy and distribute prasadam and do kirtan, and thousands of people will participate. So he told this idea to Shyam Sundar Prabhu. So Prabhupada repeated it in the airport that if you do Rath Yatra, I will come. So Prabhupada reached Delhi, then Vrindavan, and the first letter he wrote to San Francisco devotees, one point he wrote is, please update me how Rath Yatra preparations are going on. So this was like serious. Two, three times Prabhupada wrote, then Prabhupada wrote in New York to devotees that San Francisco devotees are doing Rath Yatra. So this became like, okay, now we have to do it. So finally when Prabhupada arrived, he was enough well to arrive back to San Francisco, India, US. He arrived, but he was still weak. So devotees rented a better place for him to stay, little away from the hustle of the city, and they would visit him there. And they were arranging the Rath Yatra. Prabhupada could not participate the first Rath Yatra because he was sick, he was weak. But devotees had a wonderful Rath Yatra. Shyam Sundar himself drove the truck very slow. Prabhupada told him one day before, drove very slowly, let people dance, chant, and thousands of people participate. Golden Gate Park, thousands of people came, and there were so many, a big team of Matajis whole day, the day before, only did one seva, making chapatis, because next day they distributed so many chapatis, so many fruits, so many simply wonderful sweets, so much they distributed, it became a first class success. So next day, same truck and same deities they brought to Prabhupada's house. And Prabhupada invited the lordships to his house. They stayed with him for 8 days and then they brought back. So and devotees were so ecstatic, the first Rath Yatra in American soil. And they said, it was marvelous, so many thousands of people chanted. Even when the Rath Yatra was over, people were not going away. They were just sitting and chanting and eating prasadam. It became first class success. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, Prabhupada, during one time, we were going uphill. The road was going uphill and I was driving the truck. Suddenly the truck stopped. And I was trying to take it forward. It was not going forward. And the brake was not working and the truck came backward. And suddenly the brake started working. I stopped the truck, again took it forward. Again same thing happened. The brake stopped working and it came backward. So many times this happened. And finally I could go. Prabhupada smiled. He said, this is the pastime Jagannath does in Puri. In Puri also sometimes the rath stops. So many people pull, but the rath doesn't go forward. Then on his own mood, Jagannath likes to walk. And then the rath goes forward even if it is not much pulled. Jagannath behaves like a drunkard. Same thing he was doing in San Francisco. Prabhupada said, not only Lord Jagannath has come here, he has brought his whole ecstasy and pastime also here. So devotees were very pleased to hear this. So then Srila Prabhupada encouraged everywhere, wherever the ISKCON center is, to have Rath Yatra, to have Lord Jagannath. In fact, he wrote to one of his well-wishers in India that our fixed strategy in foreign countries is to send devotees to a new city, rent a place, have Lord Jagannath first installed and have Rath Yatra and then Radha Krishna. That is how we do our preaching activity. This is the model Prabhupada made everywhere, to have Lord Jagannath and to have Rath Yatra. And gradually all cities started picking up. So many cities had Rath Yatra, and San Francisco Rath Yatra was every year, became more and more better. Thousands, tens of thousands of people would come. Eventually San Francisco municipality, I mean mayor, whatever they call, they made Rath Yatra as a public holiday event. 28th July at that time was fixed day every year. 28th July will be Rath Yatra, public holiday, school and bank holiday. The government was so happy with the Rath Yatra. The police were very happy with the Rath Yatra, saying that this is the first procession in the history of the city where the crowd is not violent, they are not breaking glasses and cars, and they are not fighting, but they are happy. They are not throwing stones at us. Generally, all processions on that soil would end up in violence. Violent clash between public and police. But this was not like that. And they were very happy. And the citizens were very happy, participating, chanting, dancing, having prasadam. At one point in the fourth annual Rath Yatra in San Francisco, when Prabhupada was sitting on the rath, he started jumping on the rath. He was weak in his body, but still he started dancing and jumping. His ecstasy increased so much, and seeing him, people went wild. They were dancing, jumping. Finally Prabhupada got tired and he sat. And there was a big commotion in the crowd. Prabhupada asked Kamalakrishna Maharaj, what is happening? Kamalakrishna Maharaj said, I think they want you to dance again. And hearing this, Prabhupada danced again on the cart. And so much ecstasy, and people were so happy. In London, they did a Rath Yatra which reached at a very prominent place called Trafalgar Square, where there is Nelson Column in the name of Nelson. But the Rath canopy was higher than the Nelson Column. So the newspaper, when they put about the event, they said Lord Jagannath's canopy is rivaling Nelson's column. Prabhupada was so happy, he sent this cutting of newspaper to all prominent people whom he knew, that look, Lord Jagannath is becoming higher than Nelson in London now. And we cannot speak about Rath Yatra completely without mentioning His Grace Jayanand Prabhu. His Grace Jayanand Prabhu was the backbone of Rath Yatra. The first San Francisco Rath Yatra, he was the one who ran around with everything. He was the one who would collect donation, make purchases, send invites, get the people to make the cart and chant and dance and drive the cart. Everything he would do. He was the backbone of Rath Yatra, and he, all the 10 years, he did wonderful service every year organizing Rath Yatra in San Francisco, in New York. Finally, he got diseased, his hands and legs would not work, he was on the wheelchair, still he organized the whole Rath Yatra in New York. And Prabhupada was so pleased with him. When he departed, Prabhupada said, Jayanand Prabhu was a great saint. He went back home, back to Vaikuntha. Prabhupada said that he never said this for any other disciple. And he said in ISKCON we should celebrate the one day for Jayanand Prabhu as we celebrate Disciples Day of other Acharyas, and we should have feast for him, and every Rath Yatra wherever we have, we should have photo of Jayanand Prabhu. So now we follow that. We see Jayanand Prabhu's photograph on the Rath in the memory of his great contribution. Prabhupada was so happy with Jayanand Prabhu. There are lots of his devotional service which can be spoken. And when Prabhupada came to Orissa, there they had a pandal. The priest and the government had a pandal program, so they invited Prabhupada. And Prabhupada there, he spoke about this whole history of Rath Yatra. Prabhupada also gave a class. He spoke on which year, which city, how many people came, and ISKCON organized Rath Yatra. So ISKCON, Prabhupada's contribution is very high in taking Lord Jagannath all over the world. Jagannath, Lord of the world, Lord of the universe. But Prabhupada is the one who actually took him out. Otherwise he was in India, in Odisha. But Prabhupada took him all over the world. And today ISKCON, Prabhupada's followers, they continue to build temples and they continue to have Rath Yatras everywhere. You will be very happy to know ISKCON organizes 526 Rath Yatras per year. 526 Rath Yatras per year. Out of that, 174 are only in India. That means every alternate day somewhere Rath Yatra is happening, if we take an average in India. Or in one time more are happening. So this Rath Yatra is a festival wherein there is no fasting. Generally festival means we have fasting and then feasting. Rath Yatra starts with feasting, ends with feasting, and in between also we are served feast. Right, before Rath Yatra starts, there is prasadam. At the end of Rath Yatra, there is prasadam. And on the route, there is prasadam served to devotees. So this is a very special festival. All other Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Gaur Purnima, all other festival you see, we have to fast. And at the end, we have to eat. Here we have to start with feasting. This is Lord Jagannath's kripa. This is Lord Jagannath's mercy. He comes out on his royal chariot, giving darshan to his devotees, giving blessings to his devotees. Anybody who sees Lord Jagannath on the chariot, all his sinful reactions are gone. Anybody who pulls the rope of Lord Jagannath, he is liberated. He doesn't have to take another birth. That is a special mercy available. That is a special blessing available. So when we get opportunity, we should attend Rath Yatra. We should stand up when the Lord comes. We should offer our prayers, offer our obeisances, offer him flowers and fruits, or bhoga, pull his rope, dance in his kirtan, chant the holy name, and in this way we go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would invite all the devotees from Bengal to come every year to Jagannath Puri and attend Rath Yatra festival. And he will organize his party very nicely. He will have 8 different groups of his followers, and all group will be in different direction of the Rath, and they will perform kirtan. He will nominate who will play kartal, who will play mridang, how many kartals, how many mridang, who will lead the kirtan, who will sing in chorus, who will lead the dance, and who will be the primary and secondary dancer. Everything he will organize. Don't think nowadays MBAs are better. They organize better. He would organize everything. Who will stand where? Who will do what? Everything. And people will be so absorbed. So absorbed in this kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in every group. He will expand himself like Krishna expanded in Raslila. Chaitanya will expand himself and dance in every group. And every group of devotees will think Chaitanya was dancing in only my group. Nobody, very few knew that Chaitanya was dancing in each group. Sarup Damodar, Sarvam Bhattacharya, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 8 different forms, 9 different forms, dancing in each group. King Pratapudra once, when he was seeing the dancing and the Ratyatra, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all groups. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him that darshan. And he was surprised. He told Sarvam Bhattacharya, I am able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all the groups. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, you are very fortunate, you are blessed. Not everybody gets to see this. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance, they would make a circle. So that nobody comes and pushes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Around that they will make another circle. Then there will be another 3 circles would be formed so that nobody comes and pushes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So King Prataprudra and his minister Harichand were in one outer circle. And Srivas Pandit was in inner circle. And Harichand wanted to see the dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Srivas Pandit was coming in between, so he would push him little aside, because you can't speak in the crowd. So he little push him aside. And he would see that. Again, dancing, Srivas Pandit would come in. Again, he tried to push him aside. Srivas Pandit got so angry, he turned back and slapped Harichand loud on his face. Harichand got angry. He said, how can you slap me, minister? Pratap sir, he was trying to retaliate. Pratap sir, you are very fortunate. Srivas slapped you. So there are so many pastimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed in Ratyatra, encouraging devotees to come and participate. Festivals are mother of devotion. They give birth to bhakti. On the day of festival, we all feel so enthusiastic. We feel to chant more, dance more, serve more, be happy, be joyful, and have nice prasadam. So festival gives greater enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. So by introducing this Ratyatra festival all over the world, Srila Prabhupada gave a very great chance to everybody, those who are devotees and those who are going to become devotees, to increase their devotional service. We who are already staying in the temple and performing devotional service, we feel enthusiasm because of festival. We get to do more seva, we get to do more things. And those who are new, who otherwise would not come to temple, Lord goes to their house on the street and they come and become devotees. And so many people become devotees by Ratyatra. Thousands and thousands of people come when we do Ratyatra in the Pandal program. And they all take up Krishna consciousness. They take books, they eat prasadam, they take association, they hear lectures, they see drama, they take darshan. And so many avenues they get. And they become devotees. So Srila Prabhupada had a unique strategy. This was not suddenly Jagannath came by Malati Mataji's purchase and Prabhupada thought, okay, since Jagannath has come, we'll do Ratyatra. This was a unique strategy going on from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada, that we have to introduce Ratyatra. In that way, the whole world will get benefit. And today, with so many Ratyatras ever increasing, so many people are becoming devotees. Now, in every major city of the world, ISKCON is celebrating Ratyatra. And that is very great achievement of the followers of ISKCON. So, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. If there are any questions, we will take. Any questions? Okay, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.